Recorded deep in the bowels of Coast City Comics, this is Actually Comics for the week of October 21st, 2020. We'll be having an excerpt from our interview with Katana Collins about Batman White Knight Presents Harley Quinn. We've got a new book from Black Caravan and our local friend Joe Schmalke. It is Phantom Starkiller coming out. We've got a new direction for Fantastic Four in number 25. And Dark Knight's Death Metal, The Robin King, number 1 coming out. We'll be talking about all of that right after this. Good evening, everybody. My name is Tristan.
Oh, and I'm Bob.
And this is the Actually Comics.
Actually.
And this is that Actually Comics podcast that the kids are all talking about.
Nice. I heard it was just one kid talking really loudly.
He was like, I fucking hate this thing so much.
God, these guys. They say they're going to review stuff, and then they just end up talking about their past.
They just talk about nothing for a fucking hour. How can it take an hour to talk about comic books and there's nothing going on?
There's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of shit. There's a lot of stuff this week.
Yeah, good stuff, too.
And we are here in Coast City Comics, which is really nice. It's nice to be here surrounded by comic books and things as opposed to in an apartment or Zooming, which both are a pain in the ass.
And we never did figure out who was Zoom and who.
Oh, my goodness.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
We'll have to remain unsolved. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I was just I was drawing a blank as to whose terrible record that was, and then I realized it was Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, it was a classic.
Classic.
I think it's on the same one that had the pink Cadillacs on it.
I believe it did.
Yeah. Anyway,
and other really important things about
that
comics
have to do with comic books.
There's some important stuff this week. We'll get that out of the way right now. We did a special episode of the podcast this week where I interviewed Katana Collins, the author of the new White Knight. Oh, God, hold on. Let me get this right. Batman, the White Knight presents Harley Quinn. That is the name of the book.
Yes, except for there's no the before.
Fuck.
White Knight.
God damn.
Very
I knew
close,
I'd
though.
Get it wrong. either way, we interviewed her, and here's a little snippet.
Yeah.
And you got to get one dirty joke in. So dirty joke and one swear word.
Which that dirty joke was originally a lot dirtier. I don't even remember what the first version of that joke was.
Oh, shit. I want to know what that was.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up in like draft number one from months and months and months ago. But it was a lot dirtier. And I remember I don't think I even submitted it. I think that it was like Sean read through one draft and he was like, you're not gonna get away with this. And I was like, really? And I come from a world of romance where like you get away with a lot of stuff.
But yeah, that joke, I was like, okay, so this is where we're going here. I did not expect to see something that risque in this.
Oh.
I thought that was pretty great. And that was it. So
it seemed so quick.
To us here in this reality, that was but a mere second. But for them, it was a very, very long second. So there's that. And we will be talking about that later on. But we're going to start a little lower down the list now. And I think the first thing I want to talk about is going to be King Tank Girl.
Yeah.
This is very exciting for me. It's low down on the list of subscribes, but we ordered a fuck ton of them because I always order a ton of Tank Girl no matter what. And this is a particularly wonderful Tank Girl.
Agreed.
This is like exactly what I wanted out of Tank Girl, and I'm super happy that it is kind of back. That Gold was really good. There were a few other ones that were really good, but this is choice. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Yeah, and it's like, so it switched over to the Albatross Funny Books imprint from, I believe it was at IDW before that.
It was at Titan.
Titan, okay. Well, it is now Albatross, and it's great. The artist is the same as who was on a lot of the most recent miniseries, Brett Parson. And Brett Parson is great. Alan Martin, obviously co-creator of Tank Girl, is still writing it. And Yeah, it's great. Probably want to say specific things about it.
I mean, there's not much that needs to be said about it other than the fact that it is, it's very true to the old feel. Honestly, it's very true to the Dark Horse era feel, which was some of my favorite stuff. I liked the really early stuff and how raw it was, but I also really loved it when they pulled everything together and made full stories, and this feels a bit like that. Yeah. So I really, really cannot say enough good things. If you want to read a Tank Girl story, this is one to go for.
Yeah, definitely. And it's got a lot of, like, almost, there's almost like even like parts of it that kind of have a Mad Magazine kind of feel, like, you know, with like strips and maybe even like a Evan Dorkin kind of comic kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Know.
I mean,
there's a lot of
there's a strip in the middle that's all just like surfers. It's like a separate thing where they were like, oh, here's just like a 4-panel comic strip and like 6 of them in a row that are all this, like, what is it called?
It is called. I
just
tell
put my stack of comics away.
It's cool. It's called.
Where the fuck did I put those?
Kook Patrol.
But Kook Patrol.
The Kook Patrol are part of it, and it's just like it's a narrative thing where that's how they introduce the Kook Patrol, and then after that, the Kook Patrol come into the storyline.
Yeah.
Just great. If you're a fan of Mad, of Tank Girl, obviously, you know, those kind of things, like just fun, funny comics. I'm psyched to see some of the new slate of stuff that's coming out from Albatross.
Me. Two. Albatross looks like they're making some wonderful moves, and I am all about it.
Yeah.
And speaking of people who are making amazing moves and things that I am all about, Phantom Star Killer.
Ooh.
This book is awesome. It comes from Scout, but more specifically, it comes from Black Caravan, our friend Joe Schmalke's imprint at Scout.
Hell yes.
And this is Schmalke doing all the art, and the art is phenomenal. The book is super fun, and if you don't know anything about this particular property, this is Killer Bootlegs. This is one of his action figures that he had made. He hired Joe to do the artwork for the card.
Nice.
And then Joe was like, hey, you know what would be cool? Let's do a comic. And it turns out it was really cool, and this thing is selling like fucking hotcakes.
Nice.
Like, we are selling them. We got a ton of them. I was like, you know, I want to support this. It's a really cool thing. And I was like, I'm going to order extra. We're probably going to sit on, though. We're not sitting on any of these fucking things.
Damn.
These are going.
Get them.
And it's wonderful. Love it.
Yeah, it's cool. It looks great. And Joe Schmalke, awesome.
Yeah, and Schmalke's art is awesome.
Yeah.
So, very, very, very cool. And also, man, I love the actual feel of the book.
Yeah.
I'm really into...
It's got that heavy-duty cardstock cover. And,
yep.
Yeah.
They're not fucking around with the quality of those things.
It is a quality book.
Yeah. Okay. And so... Oh, God. I just skipped way the fuck ahead.
Don't do it.
I'm sorry. I did.
Oh. Take it back.
Okay. No, but now we're going to have to talk about Betty Page. No, we don't have to.
Well, it came out.
It did come out.
We can
say that.
I'm looking at it right now.
You
it
know
doesn't
what's...
look anything like Betty Page on the
it
cover,
It does
actually.
Not at all. You know what is great, though? Chilling Adventures of Sabrina presents Madam Satan number 1.
Yeah, what's up with this?
It's great.
Cool. It looks cool. I just didn't know what it was.
It's just a one-shot where they... I mean, I think they're trying to reestablish the copyright on Madam Satan, which I don't think is going to work. But, you know, it was an Archie Comics property at one point. You know, she is definitely in the public domain, has been for a long time.
Yeah.
But still... This is a very cool book, and, you know, obviously they can use her all they want.
Well, they just call her Archie's Madam Satan.
I think that might be what they're going to do.
Marvel's Archie's Madam Satan.
Yeah, that may be the case. But it's really fun, and if you like the Sabrina show or the last Sabrina comic, I think you're going to dig it. It's a very satanic book. It's like like lots of Satan, as you would probably expect.
I mean, it does have Satan in the title, so... it should deliver. I watched all of the show. I gotta say, I liked the most recent comic better than I liked the show, because it still just kind of needs that kind of comic book element But I mean, whatever. People love it.
Yeah.
People love the Riverdale.
They love the Riverdale. My God, the kids are into it.
Yeah.
I don't know why it has it continued to come out. I haven't
Riverdale?
Seen
Riverdale. Yeah, oh yeah,
seen
it's
hide
huge.
Hide nor air of it since the first season.
No, there's. I think there's been multiple seasons, and they're in. They're doing. Yeah, it's Riverdale.
It's amazing.
Is very popular.
How shit like that can just completely go under my radar entirely.
Yeah, well, I think most of the people who like it are in their, you know,
teens. Yes.
So that's like,
come on,
generations.
Man. Come on, man. I'm hip.
Point. Yeah. Well, I'm surprised that kids like don't come in looking for it, you know.
It's understand. True. It doesn't. It does not hit the. Yeah. The I mean, that's the case with all this shit.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, like we noticed this. Everyone was like, "That Thor movie's coming out a million years ago." When that happened, they're like, "Bet you're ordering a bunch of Thor comics." And it's like, no, it actually usually drops off. We find that it kind of does a thing where people are like, "Oh, finally, I don't need to read these goddamn things." Somebody's going to tell me the story. Woo! Boy. That's so much easier.
Man. I don't know.
Good times. So Shadow Service number 3.
Ooh.
From Corinne and team. Great book. Really loving it. This is one of those books that, speaking of like IPs, this is a property that needs to be made into something.
Yeah.
It's super fun. And like, it is just like the kind of TV show that you want to see someone make.
I'd be into it.
Like, yeah, it's super fun. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? 106 is out.
We're all over the place here.
There's a ghost.
A ghost.
Yeah, this
the
time it's only a ghost.
The sandwich is not real, but the ghost is.
You buy
it for the dialogue, really.
Yeah, really. Vengeance of Vampirella number 11 is out.
She's still vengeancing.
She's still so full of vengeance. Big Girls number 3 is out.
Ooh. Nice.
Really cool book.
Yeah.
Still fun. A book that should be a big deal, but no one. I will almost back this up that no person in the world will ever buy a copy of this. Dune, House Atreides number 1.
It looks great. If you're into Dune, like, there's got to be a market for this thing. Like, there's people who just read and read and read and read Dune over and over again.
Yes, there are. There absolutely are people who love Dune, and I do not think that translates to comics.
Well, is it an adaptation of a book, or is it just like someone's doing? Because I saw Frank Herbert was like one of the authors listed. But I don't know if that's just because it's from his property, Dune.
Yeah, that's why.
I mean, no idea.
Frank
I looked
Herbert
at
is,
it, but
has
I,
been dead for a long time. So
well, right, but if they are adapting right, one of his right, books right. or something, you know.
It is not. I mean, I don't know if you can say non-canonical, but it is set in the world of.
Yeah.
So it is not an adaptation of a story. It is more a universe of Dune kind of story.
If it was a Marvel crossover, it would be called Road to Dune.
It would be called Road to Dune. It would be called Lorna Dunes.
Lorna Dune.
Savage Dragon number 253.
Ooh.
Faithless number 2, number 5.
Hmm.
And You Look Like Death, Tales from the Umbrella Academy.
I like it.
Number
the
2.
First issue of this was fantastic. I haven't read this one, but it was really good. Love it. Also, I'm just going to shout out INJ Culbard.
Oh, yeah.
That guy rocks.
He does.
He's doing the art. Gerard Way wrote it.
So here is the biggest surprise of the week, I think, for me, is that there is a Werewolf by Night comic out this week, and I did not read it yet.
It is written by...
I don't know what the fuck
one
I was
of
doing.
The Black Eyed Peas.
Are you kidding me?
And the guy...
Fergie. Please be Fergie.
It's not Fergie.
God damn it.
It is Taboo.
What?
And if you look at the design of the character who is the new Werewolf by Night, he looks suspiciously like Taboo from the Black Eyed Peas.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I flipped through it. It does not look bad.
Wow.
It's a Werewolf by Night comic.
What
it's got like
fuck?
A... Like, he wrote it with someone, and I apologize for not memorizing the cast. I can see it over there, but I can't read it, so.
Yeah, we've got a lot of acrylic between
us.
I'm
sitting
and
closer to A and A through G, so I can hit those creative teams
yeah,
if I need
is.
To.
Yeah, it is. The other writer is... You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Is it Cullen Bunn?
He's gonna... Nah, now I have to say this. His name is Benjamin Jackendoff.
Oh, nice.
Damn it.
Jackendoff.
Damn it.
Maybe it's
come on, man. Change your fucking name.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
He's friends with Taboo, so he's cooler than you.
That's true. Who knows? They might be mortal enemies.
Oh, yeah.
Might have just collaborated.
True. Why did you get Jack and Dorf to do it, man?
Hate that guy.
I wanted Cullen Bunn.
Yeah. Well, you know, there you go. Jesus, this thing just keeps resetting to a weird place. God, I'm having no end of computer problems this week. So Falcon and Winter Soldier number 4 is out.
Oh, sorry about that scraping sound. I just ran my face into my microphone.
That's how it is around
here. I was straining to look at Falcon and Winter Soldier. Really, that rolls right off the
boy.
Tongue.
Yeah, it sure does. Blade Runner 2019 number 11 mm-hmm. is out. And The Scumbag from Ooh. Rick Remender.
I got The Scumbag.
First issue is out.
I think it looks cool.
The story called Jazz Apple Armageddon.
Is it really called that? That's
it
great.
Is indeed.
It's just like, I haven't read this, so I'll be quick in my mentioning of it. But the art is by Louis LaRosa. And it is really cool. It's basically like this biker scumbag who somehow is responsible for saving the universe from being destroyed.
That's the deal.
Yeah, I think that's the basic pitch.
Skull Digger and Skeleton Boy, number 5.
Man, I mean, it's number 5 of a 6-issue miniseries, but yeah. It's part of Black Hammer, so it's good and it's great.
It's good and great.
Tansy Zonjic. And Jeff Lemire. I'm getting better at my pronunciations. I've been practicing.
Yeah.
Actually, I might have pronounced Tansy Zonjic's last name incorrectly. I have no idea, but I'm assuming.
But you did it with finesse, and that's really all that counts.
I really owned it. It's really...
Yeah, you know what? You had so much confidence that...
Confidence.
You might actually get him to change his pronunciation.
I mean, if I got it wrong. I might have gotten it right. I'm not sure.
Marvel's X number 6.
Looks cool.
Great book. Stillwater number 2.
Looks
another
cool.
Another great book. Rat Queens number 22. I have no idea what's happening now that there's been all the changes in the crew with this. So
I know nothing about this.
I have not been paying attention since the first trade, unfortunately.
It's like fantasy. I tend to avoid fantasy stuff.
Yeah. Family Tree number 9. Great stuff.
Oh, I see it there. Cool cover.
Spider-Woman number 5 is out.
This seemed like one of those comics that, like, if I was reading, I'd be like, whoa, this is crazy. But I'm not regularly reading it, so I'm not sure.
So weird. Like, this is, I think, the first time that this year that they've done a Spider-Woman series that has really tried to be about her actual Bronze Age origin.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they're, like, really, like, hammering down on, like, the person who created the serum and like all these other things that are like really important to the Spider-Woman character.
Yeah.
It felt like they were always trying to be like, no, she's just like Spider-Man, only a woman. And we're just going to ignore all that shit that we actually wrote in the book.
Yeah. Yeah. But that first appearance, she's like, it's like a spider that like gets transformed into a woman or something, or like, she's like it's weird. That first appearance is weird.
Oh, The first appearance is super weird, but then they retconned that.
Oh, with weirdness. The serum, and that's what they're referring to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think her showcase origin is the same.
Yeah. Honestly, I have no idea at this point. It's a character with multiple origins, and I don't remember. But either way, it looked like they were going back to like the Hydra stuff and like the early stuff. Looked interesting.
Yep. Firefly number 21 is out, and Maestro number 3 is out. Oh my god, this book is good.
Nice.
I love this thing so much. This is the one that I've been looking forward to pretty much every time it comes out. It is I love Peter David, and I think that he's fucking killing it, and this is just one of the most fun stories ever. If you're not reading it and you like the Hulk, you are missing out. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Iron Man number 2. First Iron Man story I have given a shit about in so goddamned long.
Oh, man. I flipped through it. There's a character in there that I was like, oh, no way. I haven't seen that character in a long time. I can't remember who it is now.
I just
read
love
too many other comic books.
It's a Hellcat Iron Man team up, and it's street level, and he's got his non-godlike armor on.
Nice.
And that's nice. Like, yeah. He's another character that has been Dragon Ball Z'd up to the point where he can do anything, and it's like, let's back it down a little bit, guys. Let's get back down. And this is really starting way back and bringing him back to his first armor, where it's not quite as, I don't know, Thanos defeating.
Yeah.
So.
He's a dude in armor that he built himself that keeps him from dying because he's got that boom ticka.
the boom ticka.
Boom ticka.
Star Wars Bounty Hunters number 6.
Cool.
It's cool. Juggernaut number 2. It's
like
a
this.
Fight with the Hulk.
It is a fight with the Hulk. It's great. I love this Juggernaut series. The first issue was great. I didn't really get super far into this one, but the first one is like getting into like kind of, you know, he's reestablishing his connection to the helmet machine god thing, whatever it is. I don't know, whatever. It's just classic Juggernaut.
It is. And it's, I don't know, it
he's
it's
not,
weird.
He's Juggernaut fucking around.
Juggernaut fucking around. Perfect. there it is. Conan the Barbarian 15 is out. Ooh. I'm not up to date on these.
I see it. He's on a boat.
He's on a boat. So this is, now we are finally at Batman White Knight Presents Harley Quinn number 1. This is a wonderful book. Not just because it is done by my friends, it is also really, really, really good. And it is, honestly, what really stands out. I love Colleen, what she's, Kitana, what she has done with the book. But I really like Mateo is firing on all cylinders.
The art's great, and
this might be the best art I've ever seen from him. And the one thing that we all agreed on is that 100% he's doing a Don Bluth thing with the hyenas that is so cool. Like, everyone is blown away by this. The hyenas are really the star of his art in this.
That's cool.
It's so good. And this is essentially, we're talking about Harley raising the twins. It's big spoilers to Curse of the White Knight if you haven't read it. But,
point.
The Joker is dead. Batman is in prison. And she's out there raising the Joker's kids by herself with the two, with the two hyenas. And basically, some stuff happens. Oh, good. And, of course... Oh, that's right. Being here, they're always going to be going to the Burnham Arms with firefighters. Hold
that was
on
actually
one
the
second.
Quietest siren I think I've ever heard in Portland.
It's true, but it is just going to rumble like that for...
Oh. I can't tell if I can hear it on the microphone or if I can hear it in the... I can hear it in the actual world. Are we not? Are we
paused? I think
paused?
I'm going to pause it.
Okay. All right.
We're just gonna deal with it because I think we've got our emergency crew here for the long haul. So
yes.
So if you hear a little bit of idling fire engines, then just accept that we're on Congress Street and that we're recording this.
We're recording this literally 20 feet away from them.
Yeah,
and that's why. The only thing I wanted to just add to the Harley Quinn discussion, the White Knight Harley Quinn, is that obviously like. You know, I haven't read it, so I have less to say about the writing, and I don't want to short shrift that. But I do think that there with the art, obviously it's easier to focus on that when you're doing kind of a quick pass. But I think he's got kind of a Tim Sale feel going on that really dig.
He's got...
Like, I mean, there's a lot of different things, but, like, I really am picking up a, like, Long Halloween kind of, like...
He's channeling at least 3 different people.
Yeah.
And clearly, one of them is Tim Sale, one of them is, you know, Don Bluth, and one of them is Sean. And it's really funny.
Yeah.
He is just so goddamned talented. It's crazy. And he's no end of frustration to other artists because of how fast he is, too.
Yep.
He is like, he is a speedy, speedy motherfucker.
Nice. And you've got lots of copies and they're all signed?
Yes, they're all signed
not,
by...
They're all signed, but you've
they're
got
all
a lot signed,
signed by Katana and Sean both. So,
very cool.
Yes. Something is Killing the Children, number 11, is out. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 110 is out. And Dark Knight's Death Metal,
yes.
Robin King, number 1.
Rob Goblin King.
So, yes, I still think that that is a missed opportunity. They call them Groblins. I think Rob Goblin is way better.
You are absolutely right. I had to shout out your Rob Goblin, your nomenclature.
But, you know,
this is, like, I guess it's the origin of Robin King. It's all drawn by Riley Rossmo, so it was an instant purchase for me. It's got, like, every DC character in their, like, kind of classic costume drawn by Rossmo.
Being murdered,
of course, by the Robin King. So, you know, whatever. You got to put up with that. But, you know, you do get a few panels of, like, some awesome Animal Man, like, man, and other just kind of cool stuff. So I'm still bizarrely enjoying Death Metal. I think it's so stupid and fun and ridiculous, and I think it's great. And
sorry, I'm sanitizing my hands out of habit.
Hey.
Even though I'm, like, alone in this booth. I'm like,
constantly
terrified.
My nephew visited this weekend for my birthday, and he has a gallon of hand sanitizer just, like, in his car.
His car is going to catch fire.
I mean, I guess.
I don't know how it
thing?
Would.
I don't think it would.
I don't know how it would spark, but it's definitely flammable.
Yeah. he just carries, like, an industrial sized bottle of it in his car, and he's serious about it.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Guardians of the Galaxy number 7 is out. Catwoman number 26 is out.
I liked Catwoman. It was
really
good. Worth a like brief mention. It's written by Ram V. Fernando Blanco is the artist. I just thought it was a good it's a tie-in to the Joker War, but kind of a standalone thing. I just thought it was pretty good quality.
Nice
Catwoman issue.
Gideon Falls 26. Teen Titans 46 is out. Excalibur 13, which
Swords.
Is an X of Swords crossover. I did not read it, so I don't know what to say about it. But
it's got classic Brian Braddock Captain Britain on the cover.
Yeah,
looking at it,
we've got Aquaman number 64.
What is it?
Aquaman.
Oh, Aquaman.
Aquaman. We got Aquaman. We've got Fantastic Four 25. This is interesting.
I would say, actually, I'm a casual Marvel observer at this point, but I would say check out Fantastic Four. There's some doings in this issue.
I agree. I think this is an interesting choice, and I think this is the departure that they needed for this character. Or for these characters.
For these characters, yeah.
For these characters.
These characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a little backup story in the back that's kind of furthering the grand plan Marvel Universe kind of stuff. So, you know, it just felt worthy of note. And then I believe it's a new artist.
It's an interesting art style. I like it quite a bit. It's very dynamic. Like, the book is like crazy dynamic, which I think is kind of a thing that you need for a Fantastic Four book.
Sorry about all those clicking sounds. I'll try to avoid that. Yeah, the artist, he did what was it called when they first relaunched X-Men?
Oh, Dawn of?
Dawn of X or whatever. Yeah,
It was called Dawn of X, which was the Powers in House.
Yeah, he was one of the artists on those.
Oh, cool.
I think.
Nice. All I will say is the Mark Brooks cover is terrible.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that style.
I don't know. I was like, it looks like something you would have airbrushed on the side of a van.
Yeah.
It is not awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you can't say it's bad art, but
oh,
it's
no.
just not art
no.
that I like.
No, you absolutely cannot say it is lacking talent. It just is lacking taste, I believe, is yeah. what I would say.
It's just it feels like I'm less of a fan of like a pinup cover that has nothing to do with the comic itself. I think the cover of the comic really should sell what's going on in the actual comic itself.
Right. It just feels what I'm saying really is that it's a very random cover. Yeah. It is just nothing.
It's just a picture of the Fantastic Four with their ancillary characters in little head balloons floating around them. You know, whatever. It looks like it's like the equivalent of like a school portrait with like that, like that, like that.
I'm thinking about myself in a Cub Scout uniform.
Yeah, I'm thinking about my children as I pose with my fantastic powers.
Daredevil 23, that Spider-Man. Is a comic book. It's got a Spider-Man in it. Justice League number 55 is tying into the death metal death.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that. And Nightwing 75 is the big return of Nightwing issue.
The big return of Nightwing issue. I like Nightwing, so, you know, whatever.
He's back, he's more Nightwing-y than ever.
I'm back from my self-imposed exile of not buying Nightwing until they do something that makes me not want to buy it again, which, you know, who knows how long that'll be.
He becomes Slick Grayson, the pimp.
Oh man, I actually would 100% buy it if they changed him to Slick Grayson.
Oh boy,
like a pompadour,
he's black like a rockabilly
jacket.
Guy.
Yeah, they call me. That's right, Slick.
I like the idea that he's like a Fred Flintstone, and then he hits his head and he becomes a different character.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah.
From now on, ever since he's gotten shot in the head, now he's just like, now I'm a race car driver.
Yes. Okay, actually, if they really leaned into that, I would never have stopped buying it. But instead, they had to be like...
That should have been the fucking series, man. Oh, boy.
It's like their idea is like, oh, this radical departure is like making him like Jason Todd. I was like, we already have Jason Todd. Why do we need another one? I don't know. Whatever. Slick. Rick.
Stick Grayson.
Oh man, if everyone just rhymed with it, like, I'm Saint Nick Grayson. Ho ho ho.
Oh boy. Prick Grayson.
Prick.
He's just a real jerk.
They call me Quick Grayson. We could go all night. There's a lot of words that rhyme with dick.
There's a lot of things that words that rhyme with dick,
words
the podcast.
The podcast, words that rhyme with dick.
Venom number 29 is out. This was a great issue. Mm. We're still leading into the big King in Black story, but now we're on the hunt for Codex in this one, and the art is really fun. It's really weird, and it's probably not what a lot of people are looking for in a Venom comic, because it is a little on the... It feels a little on the 90s alternative realm. It's like kind of almost a Riley Rossmo kind of feel in a weird way. But I love it. I really enjoyed this issue, and I think Venom is just super solid all the way through.
Yes.
Speaking of super solid, X-Men 13.
Ooh.
This is out. This is the big X-Men tie-in to X of Swords, and I feel like I can't say anything about any of this because everybody's going to be way behind on this series, and so I won't say what happened, but one of the major characters... massive injury from something they found out, and now they're off to get their sword, so whatever. Ooh. It's fine. But it is a very important plot point. Obviously the sword part is the same thing that every motherfucker is doing in this book, but the rest of it is a lot of very big plot having to do with what is going on
with those mutants,
with them mutants.
Also the Tick Grayson.
Oh. That's... There we go.
As long as we don't go Lick Grayson, I think we're okay.
No, he's like a guitar player.
Oh, yeah. Tasty Lick Grayson.
Tasty Lick Grayson.
They call me Tasty Lick.
Licks Grayson. Okay. Amazing Spider-Man, number 50, LR.
Yes. Many characters have now grown sharp teeth.
Mm-hmm.
That's my summary.
Basically,
of that comic.
I mean, you're not wrong. That's pretty much what's happened.
Yes.
So this is the Last Remains storyline. And this is the tie-in. This is like an extra issue 50. They did this before with the Kraven storyline. And You know, hey. It's okay. It's just basically a way to get retailers to accidentally not order an important issue in continuity because they think they've already ordered it and it's just a different cover. But I mean,
and of course that's something that you'd want to do as a publisher.
Well, it's just hilarious because in the solicits, this thing is issue number 50 LR. But when they put out X-Men, it's like X-Men DX because it's part of Dawn of X. But that's not a separate issue for X-Men. But for Spider-Man, it is an extra issue. And it's just like, fuck, man, why are you doing this to us?
Yeah, they should do it 0.5 or something.
Yeah.
So it's like you get like a half. Right. Like they used 50 to do, and a half.
They used to do the 0.5s. Oh. I think they just found that they didn't sell as well.
Hmm.
And so now they're called point
LR. So now they try to trick you into buying it more than once? I don't know.
You got me, man. It's just like they're trying to trick me into not buying it, quite frankly.
Smart move. Smooth move, X-Lax.
Ew, man. You really served them.
I did. Known
speaking,
for that.
Speaking of which, I mean, we're almost at the end here, but I have to address yet another thing that's going on in comics, and it's so goddamned frustrating. I know that it doesn't matter to anyone who's listening, so it's going to be just like I'm going to bitch for a few minutes.
I'm sensing a hot take.
Well, yeah, here's a hot take. DC, fuck off.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ.
Shots fired.
DC, in the middle of the pandemic, they go away from Diamond, make it more difficult for us to order our books, and we're like, okay, fine. We get through this thing, and we're like, all right, I'm going to order my shit through Midtown. Midtown's going to be my new distributor. They're in New York. That's kind of convenient because it's closer to me. Now there are distributors closer to you got one on the West Coast, you got one on the East Coast. Shipping's much cooler that way. You're not going to get as much damage, and you're going to get your books faster, and it's going to be cheaper. That's actually a really good reason to break up your distribution points. Totally into it. Then yesterday, DC puts out an announcement. By the way, fuck you, Midtown. We're dropping you. Everybody goes through Lunar now. And that's Lunar and Penguin Random House are the only places that DC is going to be distributed through now.
Ooh.
What are you doing?
Wow. So I guess I missed that announcement. I mean,
I mean, it isn't related to anybody but, the 1,500 comic stores that are still left in existence. But still, Jesus Christ, guys.
Yikes. So is Lunar closer?
No, they are really far away.
And then what's the other one? Penguin? Is that closer?
Penguin Random House is only going to do trades.
Oh.
So Penguin Random House, I already have an account with just to do DC's trades, which is actually a good thing. It basically kicked me in the ass to get me to go to Penguin Random House because they also have much better manga than we can get through Diamond. So where we're like constantly seeing solicits from Diamond and it's like, here you go. Here's Princess turned into a slime in a dungeon number 65. And it's like, what about the rest of them? I don't know, says Diamond.
Says Diamond.
And it's like, okay, cool. Nobody's going to fucking buy number 65 if they don't have the rest of them. So I guess I just don't buy this series. Hmm. But
business plans.
Ugh,
well,
God.
That's a bummer.
I hate business.
Business is bullshit,
it's man. Like business is the worst part of this business. I just want to do the part where I talk about comic books on a podcast.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're talking about it. And,
but at least we get
you
to
know,
do that.
Did we talk about Batman 101?
That is the last comic book on our list.
Batman 101? That's the last comic book on my list. See you later, suckers.
So you can talk about it.
Oh, I'll
do
talk
it.
About it.
Please,
I'll talk right about
I
it.
I did not read it.
I didn't either, but it's got Batman, and it's got this character called Grifter. And
wait, really?
Yeah, it's the Grifter.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they fight.
Okay.
This pretty much seems to be most of the issue flipping
Bringing
through
Grifter
it.
Back is a pretty bold move.
Well, I think
I like
he's
that.
Part of Future State, and it looks like the Future State part of that. I read some articles about some of what I think it looks pretty cool. Honestly, I'm kind of excited to read it.
Me too. I'm just kind of disappointed in the format.
I'm disappointed in the like how much of it there is because it's like I don't know. We're not made of money. Like comics are expensive. Let's be real. Like, but beyond that, like the ideas seem cool. The creative teams seem decent. The you know, the cover design is innovative and or at least trendy, and
it
looks cool. Also, it's like a, you can buy in and then opt out pretty quick, you know, like so that's a, I think that's good for, I would think it would be good for, you know, comics. Like, people might be like, well, I haven't been buying DC because it's kind of everything has the Joker, and now I can buy it, and even if it has the Joker, it seems fresh.
I'm interested to see if the stories are good.
I think,
but I mean, the idea of doing a like a champion style universe for DC is, why the fuck aren't you? I mean, Teen Titans is great, and, you know, and Young Justice is great, but it's not the same. Yeah. It's not the, it's, I mean, it was only a matter of time before they tried the Marvel thing. And I think they're just trying the Marvel thing to see what it looks like to fit it on.
Well, and, but they're also doing it in such a way that they're not like throwing everything out. It's like, if you are like die hard, I only like Bruce Wayne, Clark Kent, and Diana Prince, then like they're still around and doing stuff, but like you've got all this new stuff, and like, I don't know, I mean, we'll see, like, we'll see when it comes out, but like, I'm definitely interested. I think it would be cool if it was long term. I think it'll be fine as a series of miniseries. I just like, you know, whatever. No, but
I think it's,
but it does look like there's like a lot of Wildstorm. Sorry to continue to talking, which was relating to like why maybe Grifter is a big part of Batman this month.
I think the thing that is the most troubling to me about it is just that I think it's very clear that they don't know what they're doing at DC right now.
Well, but it doesn't it make sense that they don't know what they're doing at DC right now?
Yes, it does. Because they fired everybody.
Well,
like,
yeah,
who
but
who the fuck is going to be there to tell them what to do? Some dumb AT&T executive? He doesn't know shit about comics. He's like, well, take that 5G pitch that was really stupid because it was called 5G and we're a fucking phone company. And so everybody went, that's dumb. And just rebrand it so that it doesn't sound dumb anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what they did because they didn't want to waste anything. But it would have been nice if it was part of a concerted effort to develop characters. And I know what's going to happen. I'm psychic. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
I can also tell you what's going to happen. We'll
They're going to do this thing and they're going to be like, well, we just got to use these things and get them out there as IP, whatever. Two or three of them are going to hit really big. People are going to get really excited about two or three of these characters. And then they're going to go, oh shit, we should have done that thing that we were going to do before. And then they're going to try and retcon it. And they're going to do a whole new thing. And it's going to be a clumsy layout. And they're going to have to rethink everything else.
But this is the thing that they should do. Maybe it's not what they will do. But what they should do is then just say, Earth, future state. And then, like, they can just have those guys. And then they can just, like, remember back, like, I mean, we don't remember it because we probably weren't born. But, like, when they had Black Canary just, like, join the Justice League. And they're like, ah, she just came over from this Earth to hang out. And then she just stayed. And that was, like, it didn't, you know, like, that is actually kind of the unutilized magic of DC is, like, that whole, like, it's why they shouldn't do crises all the time, because it's like, you know, that the thing that people like about DC is that they have all these different versions of all their characters. Like, it's
right.
I mean, I don't know. Whatever. I mean,
I mean that
Marvel
is
has
exactly
characters
right.
that are relevant to today's times, and DC has like Superman and Batman in a bunch of different Earths.
But like, but the idea is that, I mean, even Marvel did not have characters that were relevant enough at one time, and someone said, okay, we're going to do this thing called the Ultimate Universe, and we're going to make these characters even more relevant. And even though nobody but Miles stuck around, Miles stuck the fuck around. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So I think it can't be understated how important that was. I think they just mishandled Thor. Unfortunately, I think his story was used. I think the IP of creating that ultimate Thor was used to make the movie, certainly. That whole thing where
I
it was like,
remember Ultimate Thor.
The Ultimate Thor was the crazy, he was like an environmentalist. He was like this out of his mind environmentalist who had a magic hammer and thought that he was from Asgard. Yes. And they kept pushing this idea that he was just mental and he'd found some sort of magic hammer.
Yeah.
And so, and that he kept talking to Loki and he kept talking to all these things, but he was a fucking mental case. And it was awesome. He was just a massive, like, superpowered hippie. Loved that thought. And they just eventually they were like, fuck it, he's from Asgard. Yeah. Which, you know, that's fine.
Yeah. But I mean, either way, like, there's the idea of future state is cool. I do think it would be really cool if they just went like ham on just doing a new Earth that Me they too. Followed. And like people would adapt, you know, like, because the thing is, like, what made the original Silver Age happen was that the Golden Age stopped selling. Yes. And then they were like, oh, now people are starting to be interested in this thing. So like they just kind of doubled down on it and they made this whole new world out of it. And it like ended up, you know, and now comics aren't selling as well. So like, you know,
maybe make the Flash into a puppet,
put out some horror comics, you know, like, and then just like, you know,
I mean, that's
genre wise, like, don't like lock yourself to superheroes. And then like when there's interest, then like redo your superheroes.
But that's the thing. That's the problem to me about this is that it feels like DC was starting to figure their shit out. It really felt like I was reading more DC comics than I had been in a very long time. I was enjoying Batman. Flash, I was enjoying Wonder Woman, which I hadn't read a Wonder Woman comic since the Brian Azzarello run, which was awesome. I don't know. I think Black Label had made some really good decisions and some really bad decisions. And it was like 50-50. But I mean, like, obviously White Knight, Damned was an insane choice that I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but that's you get into that and then it's just like, just decide that it doesn't matter. Just decide that, like, you know, like continuity, like stop trying to make continuity. Just what sells? Batman sells, make Batman.
Well,
you know, and that's what it feels
like. Black Label, you want to show his dick, though.
Well, I mean, obviously we've been waiting 80 years. It's about time for the peen, but like, no. Nobody wanted that. Nobody wanted that. That's like what happens when you have poor editorship. Like when there's an editor that's just like, yeah, do whatever you want, it's good, and then they sit around and chew bubble gum or do whatever the fuck they do and get paid to do apparently nothing, and then like the creative team is just like, hey, they're not fact checking this shit, you know, nobody's editing us, let's just draw big dick on Batman, let's see if we can get away with it, you know. Fuck it.
Yeah, of course, why not. Yeah,
the sad thing is that they're fucking 50-year-old men that are doing that. But
I feel like the saddest choice of that whole series was Etrigan, the new rapper. Metal rapper.
Oof, that was actually one of the worst things.
I think Fred Durst Etrigan might be my least favorite thing in the history of comics.
Yeah, yeah, that was. You know, it's funny that you mentioned the Brian Azzarello Wonder Woman because it was really good, but it's like I don't think I've ever read anything else from that guy that I liked.
It's weird.
Sorry.
No, not at all.
But
I mean,
you know, he's the guy that thinks Batman's penis and Etrigan the rapper are good ideas. Like,
he does.
No,
he does.
But hey, he's richer than me, so he makes more money than me. He's more important than me. I got this ranking monkey that tells me all about it.
Yep.
Mr. Show reference on the comic book podcast.
That's
You're
all
ranked
like
105, 107, and 912.
Yes, I mean, that's all I can think of whenever someone's like, he makes more money than you.
Yeah.
Hey, you know how much money Einstein made as a patent clerk? Smooth move, Einstein.
Oh man,
you know, I'm 10 times more important than Einstein.
Van Gogh never sold a painting. I don't know if that's, I can't remember all the things they said.
Oh my God.
Do you remember that monkey?
The ranking monkey. Oh shit. So, yeah, anyway, so there are those things.
There's lots of trade paperbacks.
Also there's a reissue of the Hellraiser figure from NECA. So we now have Pinhead figures back
Ultimate
in stock,
Pinhead.
Which are really awesome. And Curse of the White Knight, we have signed the new hardcover. the complete hardcover, which is awesome. Like we said, Harley Quinn, all the covers signed.
Nice.
We have...
Man, you got JSA by Geoff Johns. You got Fables Omnibus.
The new Fables thing is such a long time coming. I'm really excited about it. It's in those big Walking Dead style compendiums, like massive, massive compendium of Fables.
Yeah.
Such a good idea.
Yep. You've got... looks like some Invisibles, maybe. I don't know if they're new editions or just restock. There's a pink one.
Oh yeah,
New Gods.
New
Kirby.
Gods. Yeah,
cool. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't see it either.
I can't read.
I literally have shit blocking my vision here. So but we have a lot of things, and yes, and so listen to our interview with Colleen if you want to.
It was in the middle of this podcast.
that little snippet.
Oh, that was a snippet.
That was a snippet.
Sorry.
I did not put the full half hour.
I was sleeping.
You went into a trance for that entire portion.
Those time portals, they really are.
Yeah, good stuff. And so follow us at Actually Comics and at Coast City Comics, and buy things from CoastCityComics.com. We would really appreciate it.
Yes.
And we will see you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob.
We'll see you later.
Yeah.
This is fun always.
Bye. Awesome. Good night. Manly, you jay off.